This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more.
Rescue 1, respond reported physical rescue, 127 East Michigan, time is 1046.
Welcome to Tips, Today in Public Safety, brought to you by the Next Generation 911 Institute. Where we take an inside look at the men and women behind the numbers 911. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network. Welcome to this episode of Tips, Today in Public Safety. We're live here in Riga, Latvia at the wonderful Radisson Blue Hotel, and we're sitting down with Carla Anderson, who's the Deputy Director of the Next Generation 911 Institute. Carla, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark.
Originally, we were going to talk about Telecommunicators Week and the actions our call takers and dispatchers perform behind the scenes on a day-to-day basis. However, recent events and actions have kind of thrown us a curveball.
Well, if I could, Mark, I would first like to say that my thoughts and my heart goes out to the victims this week and all the events that this week and last week between Boston, West Texas, today in Cambridge. Our nation has been facing many tragedies throughout the last couple of years and ongoing. I feel that we as a nation continue to face these tragedies like this, and it's difficult to watch the stories and feel helpless. The tragedies bring tears to my eyes, but I watch the public safety and emergency communication systems react to these situations without a second thought, and the emergency systems and people just jump into place and take action. And sometimes I feel that we take this for granted, the dedication, the loyalty, the commitment, and the passion of these people. There's call takers, there's dispatchers, there's technicians, there are communications, there's staff trainers, there's supervisors, managers, they're the first responders, the people that answer these 911 calls. And then we have our first responders, the fire, the law enforcement, the emergency personnel, that they don't even think about it. If they see something going on, they react. They take care of business. I just want to make sure that we thank them over and over and over again, not just this week, throughout the year. And I think we need to pay close attention to that. And I want personally, on behalf of the Institute, to thank all of you for your endless dedication, your commitment to keeping our nation safe.
Those are really great thoughts, Carla, and being over here several thousand miles away from everything, we're a bit shielded from the trauma and the drama as it unfolds. But our nation's telecommunicators did what they were trained to do. And it almost seems like a drop in the bucket to only recognize that for a single week.
Well, and I do want to continue a little bit more with the education process. And just as you said, hopefully it continues not only for the week, but the month, but I think the entire year we need to recognize unsung heroes. You hear that term in many different cases, unsung heroes. Just watch. People should just watch the news. They should watch the media and see these people do this tirelessly. They just do their job. And many times when I talk with Communication Center, 911 centers, what I hear is I commend them for the work they do, and the theme I hear is, it's my job.
Yep.
It's my job. And I says, that just goes in so many different directions because they're the ones that live with what they do every single day. They have to be on their game every minute of the day when they pick up that phone or they go out to an emergency, they dispatch a call, the ambulance gets called, the whole team has to be a seamless process, and they have to be on their game every single minute.
Yeah, in most cases, they're working with 1960s technology that's just substandard for the way that most people communicate today. And it's only through continuing education programs that we can get the public and legislators aware of the financial problems the industry faces every single day.
Well, and that's why we need to continue the education process, whether it be through the work of the NG 911 Institute. We also have the National 911 Education Coalition, which is made up of several of the public safety partners. And in addition, April is National 911 Education Month. And we put together a coalition that has done some strong work, hard work. We put together a website that has education information that's downloadable to absolutely everyone. Anyone that wants to download it can take it and use it, and it can be done year-round. So I'm going to put a plug in there for people to take a look at that website, and I'm sure you'll include it in your information, but people should take a look at that website and see what they can do and think about how they can educate. It doesn't matter who you are. You can educate how and when to call 911.
So the 911 Institute is probably some big corporation. What, you guys have, what, 100, 200 employees or so?
That would be two.
Oh, that would be 200 then.
That would be two with an excellent board of directors. Of course, you heard from John yesterday. You will hear more from other directors, you know, throughout the time period that we do these podcasts. But and then we have our donors and sponsors for the Institute that make us strong.
Well, of course, they're the corporate sponsors, and I'm sure they make a huge difference. But how does the general person get involved? What are the annual dues for John Q. Citizen, for a second?
The general person, absolutely nothing. And that was specifically set up that way so that people could receive our newsletters, receive our news clips, see what's going on. You know, we try to keep people abreast. We work with all of our partners to try to keep information fresh and new. So, you know, we have our website, we have the No 911 website, we have a Facebook page, we do Twitter, we do LinkedIn. We try to just get the message out in any way, shape, or form possible. But if you become a member, which is as easy as clicking on Join Us and filling in your information, you get all that stuff for absolutely nothing.
And I think you do a great job of not spamming an email box with a lot of useless information. The emails that you do send out are timely, informative, and have a specific call to action around 911. Now, you also are the folks that put on the 911 Honors Gala each year at 911 Goes to Washington. And you also help out your members who need to speak with their legislators on the Hill. I recall a few years back when I was having difficulty getting a meeting, and just one phone call to your office, and I had meetings with both New Jersey state senators as well as my congressman.
Well, let me just back up a little bit and give you just to give everyone a little bit more knowledge about the Institute. And as I said, I'm going to leave some of this to our board members to give you a little bit more information. But we are approaching our 10th anniversary of the Institute being formed. The mission of the Institute is to assist the Congressional Next Gen 911 Caucus by serving as a national information clearinghouse. That sounds like a lot, but it's we try to, if there's information that they need, we try to provide them with it. We try to become a policy forum for 911 issues. We educated diverse group of stakeholders about important issues to the 911 community. So that's why we continue to ask people to join the Institute and help us grow the caucus. So I want to just back up because people might not be aware of this, but I'm actually sitting with one of our honorees from our 10th annual gala. So your host here, Mr. Fletcher, we call him Fletch, who hosts this show and does a great job, is one of our honorees from last year. So I do want to take time and congratulate you again, Mark. It was a well-deserving award.
Well, thanks very much, Carl. I really do appreciate that. But with 270 million calls to 911 each year in the U.S. alone, that's 270 million other reasons where someone else should have gotten an award. But I am very grateful, and Avaya and I will continue to do what we can to help out in the industry.
And we appreciate that. And as we talk about the Next Gen 911 Caucus, I do want to encourage everybody to take a look at our website and look and see whether your member of Congress is one of the caucus members. If they're not, please contact us and we'll help you figure out how we can get them to be part of it. Most of it is just them having the general knowledge of what we do and how we do it, who our co-chairs are, and our co-chairs are very, very strong. So we can make a lot of things happen. We can produce a lot of education and awareness and the knowledge, as if we all form together and everybody helps us create a stronger Institute and caucus.
But I think it's really important that people understand that one thing that the Next Generation 911 Institute is not is that you're not a lobbyist.
Well, and the Institute is a nonprofit organization. We cannot be lobbyists. We have to provide the education and awareness. So we have to be very clear that that's what our message is. And I think that's why we are effective within the House and the Senate, the other federal agencies, is because we are not lobbyists and we cannot be lobbyists. And we will, I believe we have the passion and the commitment to making sure that we try to understand all the issues that are happening and make sure that we get it to our congressional delegation in an effective way.
So what you do is you really provide legislators with the information that they need to make the proper decisions. They can't keep track of every little issue, and you're a place that they can turn to when they need some expert information that's really non-biased.
That's right. That's right. And we also serve, as we get asked information, you know, we've got our partners. We've got NINA, we've got APCO, we've got NASNA, we've got CTIA, we've got 911 for Kids.
There's lots of them, right?
There's just many, many partners that, you know, we try to work with to make sure that we get the right information and it's correct information, and that, to the best of our knowledge, it's current information. So we do a lot of work behind the scenes just making sure that what goes out is appropriate information.
So I'm asking everybody this, with 911 being a North American-based initiative, what are you doing here in Latvia?
We have a long relationship with the European Emergency Number Association. Both of us were formed nearly around the same time. We started looking at each other and became friends, became partners, looked at, you know, how could we do things that were similar to each other so that the message gets across no matter where you're at in the world, whether it's 911, 112, 999. And that partnership has continued, and we work with each other. If you watch how the events happen, we've got roundtable events in the U.S. There's roundtable forums in the EU. We've got the gala. They've got the gala. So, I mean, if you put together all the pieces of what we're doing, you can really look and see that the models are very similar to each other.
And just like INA and NINA are sister organizations, you're the same. And just over here to make sure that the message is the same, one message and hopefully one number one day.
Correct, correct. Because we, you know, face it, we've got travelers that come from the U.S. that come to Europe and, you know, go to different places across the world. We have people that come and visit us. So if we have a common message that people understand what the number is to call, it's important.
We're speaking with Carla Anderson, the Deputy Director of the Next Generation 911 Institute at Washington, D.C., and one of those people that is lucky enough to be known by their first name. Hey, Carla. Carla knows. Go see Carla. Thanks very much for everything you do for 911. We do appreciate it, and thanks for sitting down with us on the podcast today.
Well, if I could put one last plug in,
absolutely,
I would like to do that. I want to go back to our caucus members. And if you look at this page, we have, for the House and the Senate, we have 64 members across 25 states. We know that we have a lot more caucus members that could be brought to the Next Gen 911 Institute. And we have a lot more states. So I would encourage people to look at that map and help us bring more caucus members to the Next Gen 911 caucus. I also would like to encourage people to continue spreading the word about 911 education and awareness. Join us in the effort. Look at that page, and you can make a difference and be 911 ready, which is the theme for April.
Well, there you have it, another call to action. Be 911 ready. Thanks again, Carla. We appreciate you being on the program, and thanks for all that you do for 911 across the U.S. We greatly do appreciate it.
And we want to extend that thank you to you too, Mark. You do a great job in promoting what we do, so thank you.
You've been listening to Tips Today in Public Safety, brought to you by the Next Generation 911 Institute. For more information on today's program, go to www.ng911institute.org. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.